Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Ya ilahi jab zabane bahar aaye.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi hab li hukma walhiqni bis salihin waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Allahumma ja'alna min al-maqbulin. So we turn to chapter 36. So we are busy with verse 77. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse here, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahmani ar-rahim. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And did man not see, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ, and did insan not see, أَنَّا, that we, خَلَقْنَاهُ, we created him, مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ, from seminal fluid, from seminal, from a drop of seminal fluid, فَإِذَا, and then all of a sudden, suddenly, هُوَ, he, خَصِيمٌ, he is an adversary, clear, مُبِين, clear. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِين, then suddenly he stood as an open adversary to us. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ, and did man not see that we created him from a drop of seminal fluid? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, then suddenly he stood as an open adversary to us. So in these last five verses now, 77, verse number 77 of Surah Yasin, moving to the last verse of Surah Yasin now, Allah Azza wa Jal draws our attention to this particular event which is attributed, and this is by the Mufassireen, who have taken certain narrations and have said this year is referring to this, Ubay ibn Khalaf and As ibn Wa'il. It's not impossible that the same situation occurred with both of them. There's no improbability in this year. Now, if you see the first narration, it's reported in Bayhaqi, and this is mentioned. And the other, this is mentioned about Ubay ibn Khalaf. The other is reported by Ibn Abi Hatim. This is from Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, mentions it is As ibn Wa'il. He picked up a bone from the sandy and pebble strewn valley of Makkah Mukarramah, and after breaking it with his hands, he rubbed it into a handful of bone meal. And then he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive this bone you are seeing in my hands? Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you to death, then bring you to life, and then he will put you into hell. So they wanted to challenge Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they took this bone and they said, no, look, this bone, they broke it, and they said, they rubbed it into this handful of bone meal, and they said, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive this bone you are seeing in my hands? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Allah will put you to death, then bring you back to life, and then he will put you in hell. So khasimu mubin, open adversary, this is telling us, if you see, Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us from such a lowly drop, seminal fluid. Absolutely, if you look at it, it seems lifeless. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has written a life in that drop of seminal fluid. This fluid turns into bones. This fluid turns into the teeth that you see. This fluid turns into so much flesh. You are able to walk, you are able to run. Where is your beginnings? Allah Azza wa Jal is enticing insan. So yeah, although it is mentioned, and it is with reference to Ubay ibn Khalaf, as well as As ibn Wa'il, And this is referring to them for their question. But for you and I, as mu'mineen, as believers, how can we take lesson from this very same verse? And this is as such. Often we forget our humble beginnings. You know, in business, they say, and you are flying high in the sky and you are doing well, always do not forget your humble beginnings. But let's apply it on the whole. This life of ours is an investment. And when we look at it as such, it's an eternal investment. When you see the profits, when you see the money that is going to be coming in, nay, there is no money. It is the enjoyment of bliss, eternal bliss. Then you will want to be sent back to say, I should have invested more of my time, more of my money, more of my attention, more of my efforts in the right direction. Anyway, when it comes to this, do not forget your humble beginnings. You were created from this fluid, lowly drop of fluid. And you see this child growing up in front of your eyes. First, the child was crawling and helpless, it seemed. And then this child started walking. And then this child started talking. We as children, how do we respond to our parents? Our parents saw us. And growing up, when we couldn't speak, absolutely no words, just crying. And then seeing us today from that ages 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, growing bigger and bigger. Now, all of a sudden, you see the kind of responses we give to our parents. This is just to parents. What about us in our personal lives? All the skeletons we have in our wardrobes. Do we forget Allah is watching us? Do we forget that He, now we've all of a sudden become an open adversary? Who said there is no parda? Or who said that's what it should be like? Who said there is such a thing as parda? Who said there is so many laws of Allah Azza wa Jal? We want to challenge all of a sudden. But it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Moscow, I said to you, they're pushing to ban the niqab. And they said, why? Because even among scholars, it's more like a Muslim culture. And that's the impression we're giving. Whereas these are clear-cut laws we are playing around with. Now, we become open adversaries to Allah's commands. He is the one who created us. Reflect, O insan, and move forward in this direction. This is a lesson we take from this verse. If you go to verse number 78. So this is just opening up more. This challenge, which Asy ibn Wa'il, or according to others, it is Ubay ibn Khalaf. They said, where? They broke a bone and they pushed it into some bone meal and said, how is this going to come back to life now? Allah Azza wa Jal says here, and drawing your attention to the scene, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Verse 78. And he has set up an argument about us. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And forgot his creation. His own. Go reflect on your own creation. How you were born. And then what did he say? قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He said, oh, who will give life? May yuhyi al-idhama, who is going to give life to the bones, wahiya ramim, when they are decayed now? He forgot his own. Go and see your own example. When you were lowly, impure, and a lifeless drop, you had no life in you. You weren't even a bone. And Allah Azawajal made you go back to that. If you did not forget your real genetic origin, you would never have come up with such examples and would have never dared saying no to divine power. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs in verse 79, قُلْ يُحْيِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. قُلْ, say, answer, these will be revived. يُحْيِيَ الَّذِي, these will be revived. الَّذِي, the one, أَنْشَأَهَا, the one, by the same one, who had created them, أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, for the first time. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ, and who is fully aware about every creation. Verse number 79. Verse number 80, then Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about He is the one who has created for you fire from the green tree. So inshallah, these last few verses will do it in due time. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.